Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts
or vegetables? What you doing?
I got everything.
Really?
I got a huge garden.
Ooh.
Huge garden. I've been on this property for 21 years. And when we first bought it, the place was a dump to such an extent that in the first 3 months, we took off 530 cubic yard dumpsters of junk. 44,000 pounds.
And
They were the same homeowners, the same family from 1960 on, and they did not take care of it.
Were they like hoarders and stuff too?
Hoarders. And you ready for this? They used the property as a chop shop for stolen vehicles.
Shut the front door.
No kidding. So when we bought it as is. That's why we got the deal we did. And we were told somewhere along the line by one of our neighbors, just right after we closed escrow, that it one day he'd come home from work like a year before and the place was swarming with cops. Helicopters, trailer after trailer after trailer of stolen vehicles taken off.
What?
And yet there were a lot still left on the property.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to, we called up the cops and they recognized the address right away and said, what do you want done with the vehicles? And we said, we want them gone. Okay, when can we come and get them? So they took off trailer loads of extra, of other three-wheelers, motorcycles, vehicles, that besides all the trash.
It's good that you didn't find dead bodies in the trunk.
No shit.
You know, because people are strange, girl. They do all kind of stuff, but they're not doing that on the edge, brains. No, they are not. Yeah. This is the place here where the conversation is pointed and the guests are sharp. And the responses are never dull. And three times a charm, we have Deborah Myers on the edge with us, brains. I tell you, that's an inside joke. But anyway, brains, I'm about to ask you a personal question.
Please.
Not you, Deborah, but the whole audience.
Oh.
Brains, do you touch yourself? Oh. Yes. But in the right way. Okay. To relieve stress and anxiety and pressure and pain, headaches, foot aches, muscle, joint, digestion. Again, do you touch yourself? I'm not going to ask you about other stuff. Shame on you for even thinking that way. We have an acupressurist. Deborah is the business. Deborah is an acupressurist. And let me tell you, it's a difference. Acupuncture is done with needles, but acupressure is an ancient healing art that is based on the traditional Chinese medicine practice of acupuncture. With acupressure, you put pressure on specific places on your body. These places are called acupoints. Pushing these points can help relieve muscle tension and promote blood circulation. And, you know, all jokes aside, but I'm sure it could be very erotic too, if you learn how to touch the right points. So Deborah's going to tell us that. She's also going to tell us what's inside the pages of her books. She's the author of three, and she's going to give us a couple exercises that we will be able to do on ourselves so that we can relieve some of these things and make ourselves feel better. Thank you so much, Deborah, for being here on the edge with me.
Oh, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's dial back. How did this modality find you?
I was first introduced to energy medicine, energy balancing body work, if you will, way back in college, maybe even before that. And I took to it like duck to water. I was a sponge. I just kept wanting to learn more and do more and experience more. And it never entered my conscious thinking I would do it for my livelihood. Who could? Who could learn how to touch someone utilizing energy points and allow it to make a, such a difference in their money, body, and yet have a livelihood out of it. So I did tons of other different things for a long time. I was always a success at whatever I did. And then 29 years ago, I was in a really bad car accident. Ended up with multiple herniated discs, was in lots of pain, did not want to do surgery, and went searching. I was relatively new to the area we live in now. And I went searching for someone who would offer light, gentle touch, because I knew that's what my body needed to heal. Mm-hmm. I intuitively knew that. I felt that. And I found someone to assist me on that journey. And as my body healed, and I was doing a lot of my own energy work because I had already learned how to do that, my body started healing and letting go of the trauma and letting go of the pain and discomfort. And then the light bulb came on. And the light bulb said, girl, you know it, just do it. So I closed up my, are you ready for this? I closed up my insurance and securities office, gave all my business away, laid off my employees and said, okay, this is what I'm doing now. And that was almost, what was 27 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 27 years ago. And that was the pathway of where I am now.
And well, because you experienced so much pain yourself, when you started actually doing this and doing this type of work of touch, you know, did you start with massage therapy? Did you start with Reiki? Or did you just go straight to acupressure?
Acupressure. I attended the Acupressure Institute in Berkeley to get my California certification. I'd already been studying a lot when I lived in Colorado for 15 plus years. And I've been studying and learning and experiencing. When we moved to California, it was a couple years thereafter that the car accident happened. And then I attended the Acupressure Institute in Berkeley to get the certification. And it was there that I also started revisiting the whole modality, if you will, of Jinshin Jitsu. And Jinshin Jitsu is an ancient form of Japanese acupressure that's been around for millennia. And I started doing that even more. So that's predominantly what I do. But at the same time, anybody who asks me what I'm doing, more often than not, I can't tell you because I blend everything. I've studied so many different modalities through the years, and not just the 27 years, but even way before then. And I just want to keep learning more and blending and merging. And so I have clients who call me the energy detective. Because I can read the energy and have the energy tell me what's going on. Where is it moving? Where is it not moving? You well know that energy has to move. Mm-hmm. It cannot be stuck. It does not like being stuck. That is not a thing that works. Einstein said E=mc². Energy has to move. And so when we do our energy balancing on a daily basis, hopefully, we literally can assist our bodies to open up the energy pathways, those meridians and channels that run through your body vertically and diagonally. And it's
okay, slow down for a little bit. So okay. Explain to my brains, what is the meridians?
Okay.
And how they are connected to the chakra and to the nervous system.
Okay. So what that looks like is your body is an energy system. And as an energy system, it has rivers of energy that run through it vertically and diagonally. In Eastern medicine, they're called meridians and channels. And along those pathways are multiple energy balance points. And those energy balance points, along with the meridians they sit on, want to be in a state of balance and harmony. Each and every one of them has a reason for being, a purpose, and a meaning. And each of them individually, both the points and the meridians, want that purpose to be fulfilled. And they can only be fulfilled if the energy is moving, if there's no blockages. So what I do in my work is feel where the energy is moving and help the body move through any blockages to get the blockages to disperse and dissipate. And then the body can change up to be in a flowing, moving pattern.
And that's how the body heals when exactly. It's in that flowing, moving pattern.
Right. So another way to think about it is the fact that I keep calling these rivers of energy, so that when if the energy gets blocked along the way and those energy balance points, they literally start acting and looking like beaver dams. And as any beaver dam sits on any river, it changes the flow pattern. It drops the level. It changes the current. It changes how well those rivers, those meridians and channels, can do their jobs. And they all want to flow. So the key is to help those beaver dams break apart twig by twig, log by log, till all the pieces can float down the rivers and the body can go back to that place of everything shifting and balancing and moving.
Right, but you got to do more work than that, Brains. You got to eat right. You got to meditate. Yeah. You have to exercise.
Exactly.
Because again, that's a part of the movement. But yeah. You know, after you get the kink out of your back, you know, you want it to stay that way. And what right. caused that kink to begin with is probably something in your mind.
Who knows? It could have been an old injury. It could be consequences of a chronic condition. So the way I look at it is that that energy wants to move. And then what we can do is help it consistently move, but we never plan on something going awry, whether it be an accident or an injury or stress, let's face it. Mm-hmm. We don't plan on stress, but we live in a world where it is. So if we can prepare our bodies for what we're going to ask them to do or what might come at them, we increase our chances and the probabilities of being able to walk around in a body that's better prepared, no matter what transpires. And it's in that realm that we help those energy balance points be in a constant state of letting go. Because you know what collects in those energy balance points?
Yeah, tartar and plaque, like on your teeth.
Toxin, exactly.
Absolutely.
And so what I love doing is showing people what we can do for ourselves on a daily basis. And when we have that daily practice, that allows our bodies to feel that balance and harmony and know it. Mm-hmm. We're then doing it in conjunction with our exercise, with our activities, whether they be sports or musical or whatever the case may be. We can do them in conjunction with working out in the garden, vacuuming the floor, sitting in front of the computer, whatever we're doing.
You got to do more, and you got to do more than lift hand to mouth, Brains. You got to do more exercise than this, and your sleep. Your sleep is so important.
Right. And in fact,
I had tried this, you know, everyone's just had been telling me for a long time, get some liquid magnesium, put it under your tongue, you know, cause I've been having these cramps and I was like, I don't know. And I don't really like bananas, but I'll eat, you know, plantains or something like that. So I went and got some liquid magnesium. Mm-hmm. And baby, last night I slept like a baby.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
And what I'd like to also show you today as one of the energy balance points is a sleep point that will help your body feel that spaciousness, that readiness for letting go and allowing sleep to be there.
So before we go into the exercise, you have mm-hmm. three great books.
I do.
Bring them forward and let me hear a little bit about them and what you have put in print.
I would love to tell you that. And by the way, the reason these books came to be is because I wrote in 20 plus years ago, wrote a 9-step self-help acupressure flow that I call the daily clean your house flow. And it recognizes that the body you walk around in is your house. And if you clean it out every day, vacuum it out, get rid of the dust bunnies and cobwebs, you're ahead of the game. You're preparing your body. And for whatever might come at it, for whatever you're going to ask it to do.
Okay.
So out of that 9-step, I've been teaching that to all my clients and all my students who take all my workshops for years. And then a few years back, I worked with a local artist, phenomenal artist, and we created an animated video of that daily clean your house flow. And you can go to my website and actually have access to it.
Okay. We're going to put all that information in the show notes and at the back, because I do want people to go in and take a look at it.
I'd love it if they did, because it's there for you. Okay. I'm gifting it to you.
And again, visual.
Yeah. And then what I did after I did the animated video, I created 3 books to go along with it. So one is easy self-help acupressure for kids and parents. One is easy self-help acupressure for grown-ups. And again, look at it, says daily clean your house flow. And then the other one is easy self-help acupressure for students and teachers. And so they're a beautiful complement, you know, a companion guide, if you will, to the animated video, or the video can stand on its own, or the book can stand on its own.
Wow. And so now you are working, I love that, you're working with little brains.
Yes.
Because they are the little monkey minds, and they are going a million miles a minute. And what I have seen that they've incorporated in school, which I think is so impressive, is yoga time and meditation time.
Exactly.
It's quiet time. Instead of writing standards or being punished or being shamed, you have to sit there and think. And that is torture within itself sometimes. But it causes you, whether you're young or old, is to reflect and to take responsibility, is to slow down, to calm down, to listen, and to process what you're going through. So I think that that's amazing. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in the schools.
Well, like I said, I created the animated video because what happened was a number of elementary school teachers who were my clients and had taken my workshops, and they're workshops that teach all about what we can do to reduce stress, relieve pain, promote healing, have clarity, have focus, increase productivity. There's all sorts of things that can be met. Anyway, these teachers came to me individually and said, will you just create something real for me to use in the classroom? And out of that came the animated video. And they started utilizing it on a daily basis. And then they were coming back to me and saying, I can't imagine not doing this. And then the kids themselves, this, you know, whether they were first graders or third graders, sixth graders, middle school, high schoolers, they were saying, I can't imagine not doing the daily clean your house flow on a daily basis.
Wow. Because on a daily basis, brains. So that lets you know you have to, you know, get rid of the negative chi.
Yep, exactly.
Every day. Yeah.
And beautifully said, my dear, because that in and of itself is huge for our bodies to experience the positive flow. That's what it wants. And when the energy is moving, that's what's happening. Because along with the energy flow comes the flow of breath, the expansion of the inhale and the purge of the exhale. That's then going to prove blood flow, which is then oxygenation, bringing that beautiful flow of energy, of oxygenated blood, of the breath itself to every cell of your being. And that's what makes your body happy, comfortable, at ease, resilient, healthy, ready for whatever you're going to ask it to do. And we can actually then boost our immune systems. And when a 9-year-old tells me that that's why he's doing the flow every day, that's huge.
That is huge, because he even identifies it and recognizes
it.
So you are going to share with us a couple exercises that we can do to get in the flow. Brains, I need you to pay attention. I've been doing a lot of great promos and a great interviews with people that are giving us actual interaction, things to do. So again, try these things because they're wonderful. All right, all yours.
So by the way, you can also, like I said, go to the website, click on the Get in Touch Now button on the website, which is DeborahMyersWellness.com. And I know you'll be putting that up. And there you will have access to the animated video.
The animated video, and you'll be able to get a copy and pick up a copy of the book. Now, those books are on Amazon, correct?
They are on Amazon. You can also go to my website at in the self-help acupressure section.
Okay.
And click, be able to go through that and click over to the Amazon link.
Perfect. We're going to put the Amazon link too, because I mean, they don't even look like they're really thick books, brains. I always like to, and this is no disrespect, is getting rid of the negative chi. I always like to have my book or Deborah's book right there by the throne, because it, again, it relaxes you. You're into the breath, and people don't think about the elimination process. We put so much Deborah, I'm going to self-disclose. I'm so embarrassed. One time, I kept a food journal, and I put 45 things in my mouth in one day.
Whoa.
I know. And I looked at that. I was ashamed. Well, that's never happened again. Okay. And so now, but it's awareness. It's being conscious. So, you know, reading, thinking, going through these processes are very, very important. Okay, so now we're all yours.
Okie dokie. So the very first step of the daily Clean Your House flow is all about breath. And by the way, if you go to the book, there's the first step right there. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So what we're going to do, the very first step of the daily Clean Your House flow, folks, is giving yourself a hug. And it's simply, I'm going to tilt a little bit like so. What's beautiful, there's no wrong because there's no right. And I want everybody to go with light, gentle touch, barely using your fingertips, anywhere from your elbows on up, wherever they land is okay, which means it can be different every single time. This is the first step of the daily flow, but it can also stand on its own. So off and on throughout the day, you know what I want you to do is give yourself a hug. Because what you're doing is connecting with lungs and diaphragm. There's an energy balance point right there, anywhere from here to here, that when you connect with it, you are giving a message to your body for a deep inhale and a purging exhale. It's also connecting with an energy balance point that's all about heart health, giving yourself compassion and nurturing, as well as the essence of the heart and the blood itself. And you know what else it does? It connects with an energy balance point that's all the way back there that you don't have to reach.
I felt that too. I was like, you know, because you're pulling in on those shoulder blades, and then, you know, you go throw a little of this and that too. But yeah, absolutely, I get what you're saying. I felt it immediately.
Yeah. And, if you feel with light, gentle touch, you'll more easily pick up on the pulse of the energy. And this is what I love doing in my workshops, is teaching people what we can do for ourselves. So that's not about
right over left or left over right. It doesn't
matter at all. There's no wrong. There's no right. Mm-hmm. It's just light, gentle touch. Hold it for at least a couple good breaths. Then the next step of the daily flow that I'd love to share it with you is so simple. And it sounds really silly, but I want you to sit on your hands. Palms up, fingertips up, anywhere at your sit bone area.
Okay, hold on.
Or it can be out towards your hips.
Okay, am I sitting my hands up or down? Yep. Or does it matter? Up. Okay.
When you're there, you're connecting with an energy balance point that's all about vitality.
Yeah, my big fat butt.
So again, you can also have your hands out at your hips or your upper thighs.
Okay.
Wherever they want to land. This brings breath into the body. Then sit on your hands or hold your sit bone area, and it brings it to every cell of your being, creating vitality throughout. And right off the bat, are you noticing, my dear, that you immediately went into good posture? You're taller. I can see it. I can feel it. You have now a lumbar curve. This literally brought your body into correct posture and alignment.
And I hold in my stomach. I know Julie Chen. I don't know if you know her from CBS. I used to create audiences for them on the talk television show. And she would always tell us little tips like sitting on a book. I really didn't think that sitting on a book, but it's really supporting that sit bone. And it does make you sit more erect.
Right.
Also, when you're laying down and you're doing yoga positions against the wall, that also causes an intense blood flow.
Right. And imagine if you're doing some of these points while you're exercising, while you're doing yoga, while you're sitting in front of the computer, while you're outside working in the yard, before you start lifting or, you know, carrying something, allow your body to receive the flow of energy, and it will be more resilient and able to do everything you want it to do without it going into reaction. So all that we're doing is about relief and release, but it's also about prevention and maintenance.
Oh, wow.
My goal for each and every person I work with, whether it's in person or a virtual session, or whether I'm teaching in a workshop, is that we more readily make available for ourselves the ability to be a better partner with your own body.
Okay. That's huge.
And think about that with kids, teaching them from very, very early on that they can be a better partner with their own body from the get-go. And the beauty is they don't have to understand what these points are. It just works. That's why it also works with seniors. You know, so if there's not that all seniors have clarity issue, but some do. Mm-hmm. And we can actually help.
Well, I have clarity issues and I just made senior. I'm not even really on the club yet, but it is very important to have something that they can do that's simple, that's easy, that's relaxing. Mm-hmm. Like I like to watch them do the chair yoga. They have senior slippers. So this is really good for seniors. It keeps them, you know, their mind stimulated. Now, give us the other exercise that you showed me about the breath, the energy. I think you put your hand on your abdomen and on your chest.
Yes, I'd love to show that to you because this is big. So I want you to bring your fingertips directly under your collarbone, light, gentle touch, just right underneath your collarbone. Then slide your fingertips towards your sternum to the breastplate. Do you notice that there's a triangle point right there? Kind of a dip where the first rib and the collarbone come together? Right there. Just a little triangular space. Yeah, you got it. It's going to be different for everybody. And take one hand, doesn't matter which one. I'll mirror you. Which hand do you want?
Right.
Okay. So use your right hand here and then have your left hand on your tummy.
Okay.
Be right between your navel and pubic bone, right there.
Okay.
And you just hold and breathe. And it literally opens up all the energy through your throat, your cheeks, your jaw, your chest. And it's phenomenal for digestion because it opens up the area of the esophagus all the way through here. Helps with swallowing, helps with breath, helps let go of stress. You know, it works so well that it works in the dentist chair.
Oh, really? We're totally on steroids.
It helps let go of stress while you're in the dental chair and helps open up this space so the dentist and the hygienist can more easily do their job.
That's good.
If it can do that, imagine how it's also helping with any kind of sinus congestion, sinus constriction, any mouth projects, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. By the way, you heard me say project. I call things projects instead of problems because projects are more fun to work with and have a beginning and an end.
Now, what is that on your left shoulder behind you with a beautiful stackage of rocks? Is that your company's promo behind? Yeah, with a flower? Yeah, with the rose? What's that?
This is one of the books I've written a chapter in my anthology. That's also on Amazon.
Okay.
And so is this one. Empowered Self-Care.
Wow.
And each one of those, I have a really beautiful chapter in. This one's Empowered Self-Care, Healing Body, Mind, and Soul for a Better World. And this one's called Choices, Inspiring Stories of Healing Through Alternative and Holistic Healthcare.
And people should have choices and options, Brains. If you are currently under a doctor's care, we want you to continue with that regimen. But we want you to know that there are options out there. We want you to know that this is minimally evasive. I wouldn't even say it's evasive because it's touching the outer part of the body. Yeah, I've been examined by some brilliant Chinese doctors, Chinese medicine, and they look at your eyes, they look at your tongue, they check your pulse, your liver, your kidney, your spleen right here. There's a lot that they can tell. You know,
and that's what I do as well.
And the Chinese medicine is more prevention. They're saying, hey, let's get ahead of this. Let's not put this in our body. Let's have these herbs. Let's build up these immunities, these enzymes in our body before we're attacked. Here, Westernized medicine, you know, we got to cut it out. We're going to give it a pill. We try to do restorative, but you need to have a combination of everything.
Yes, you do. In fact, I get a lot of referrals from the medical community for pre-op, post-op, orthopedic, digestive issues, nervous system, I get referrals from the mental health arena. So, you know, the Western medicine is becoming more and more open, this is my belief, to the possibilities of what Eastern medicine can do, bring to us, whether it's Chinese or Japanese or a combination thereof. I could kind of combine to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Right. But it's very, very important to know that these modalities and methods of medicine and healing have been around for centuries, brains. This is nothing new that just fell off the cabbage truck like the COVID shot.
No. Nope. And there are There are so many benefits to it.
Now, and again, like I said, this is minimally invasive. Now, do you do I know you said you do only acupressure, but tell us a little bit about acupuncture and actually going into the nerve. Do you know anything about that?
I love acupuncture. I love receiving. I know.
I've got it done a couple times. And cupping. Yeah. I'm in the cupping.
There are so many modalities out there that are so available nowadays. We have options. We have choices. So my suggestion is go searching for what resonates with you to help your body physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually find that place of balance and harmony, because that is where your body will live from a place of health and resilience. And in that place, your body's immune system, let's put it this way, your immune, endocrine, adrenal, lymphatic, and nervous systems can be so much stronger that means that all the other systems, respiratory, digestive, elimination, reproductive, vascular, cognitive, all of them.
Listen to her brain, she's singing to you.
All of them will just go into a place of, hey, the body then says, I got you. I'm taking care of you. Wow. So it's, you know what, a way to look at this, April, is that it's a game of reciprocity where the body recognizes you're taking care of it. So then it says, well, I'm going to take care of you. So that's the partnership. And the body knows when you're taking care of it, when you're watching it, making it more comfortable, more healthy, more available to the possibilities of being healthier and more vibrant. And it's in that place. And do I have time to show people one more thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm glad. So the very last step in the 9 steps of the daily flow. And in my workshops, I teach lots of different points for breath, digestive, elimination, you name it. So check out the site to see it all. But the very last step in the daily clean your house flow that you can do on its own is called jumper cabling. And jumper cabling is simply cupping each thumb and finger one at a time. Okay. You start with the thumb on one hand, gently cupping it, and you can have your hand down in your lap. I'm just showing you how to do it. And you hold it for a couple good breaths, light, gentle cupping, and then you go to the next finger, to the index finger. So you do all fingers on one hand, a couple good breaths each one. And when you do this, you're helping to balance all the energy that's entering and exiting your body.
Wow. I believe that. I believe
and
that.
You know what else it does?
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It helps to balance all emotion. So we can actually get rid of worry fast. Now, I'm not saying emotion is bad, because that's what helps us be human. Mm-hmm. Now you go to the other hand. But when an emotion gets really big and takes your breath away, or it helps you not go forward, causes you not to go forward, it's too big, right? So we can help get rid of worry, F-A-S-T. Mm-hmm. Let go of worry. Let go of F for the fear. And if you don't, and all of these are important. Fear taught us very, very early on how to be in a state of safety and security, feeling that. Mm-hmm. And then the A is for anger or frustration. Now, literally, the Japanese did not know centuries ago we'd be holding our middle finger up in anger, right? But guess what it does when we understand what's in our way, what's frustrating us? We then have awareness. Then we go to S for sadness or grief. We let go of that. And what do we have? We have joy. We have happy. And then the T, F, worry fast, F-A-S-T, is the trying to's. Trying too hard, trying too much, trying to do it all. That place of efforting that's no longer a verb when it becomes a description of how we are.
Yeah. When I get a massage, when I get a massage, I feel the energy run right to my feet and to my hands. And I always have to shake them, you know, because it's like the energy just piles up there. So that's an exercise that I'm definitely going to use.
Awesome.
You know, right. And my husband too, when I give him a massage, he holds a lot of energy and, you know, in his hands.
Right.
And to get him to, you know, stretch them out.
In fact, I have a lot of massage therapists and physical therapists and chiropractors, other medical providers who take my workshops to be able to blend in what I offer and to give self-help instruction to their clients.
Wow. So I hear right in between the this area right here is a great place for people when you have a headache, really bad headache. That's a great place to massage. Right in through there.
And there's actually another way to do it more easily. If you have a tendency to have headaches, and I'll of course teach you this in workshops, that and a whole lot more, is to hold your fingertips at the base of your skull and hold right here.
Okay. So
with your fingertips on the palm side of your thumb, right there.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. That will work without having to massage it hard and tight.
Oh,
just hold it.
Okay.
Just hold it.
All right.
And it opens up the pathways of energy.
Is it on either side?
You know, what's beautiful is the body's bilateral. You only have to do one side to help to have it work. But if it works and it feels good, do the other side.
Looks like you could take a cute picture pose this way.
Yeah, we could do that.
So thank you so much for being on the edge with us, Deborah. You have really been a wealth of information.
Thank you
so much for even giving us that visual. It's very important that we're able to incorporate these things. Brainsy, we're very simple. You can sit and do it while you're watching television. You can sit and do it while you're in your desk. We're hoping you're getting up and moving around. But reflexology is really great. Acupressure is really great. Meditation is really great. And just really bringing all those things together to make us a happy, healthy person and being touched in the right kind of way.
Right. In fact, if you do any of these in conjunction with meditation, your meditation will be that much stronger and deeper.
Wow.
And you know what else it'll have effect?
What?
Is your sleep. So if you're someone who's not getting enough sleep, give yourself time to do the daily clean your house flow. And again, you can go to my website, deborahmyerswellness.com, and click on that button and it's yours.
Did you hear that, Brains?
It's yours.
Huh.
Yeah.
Deborah, you are absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for being
my pleasure.
Brains, go and do what you got to do. Relax, make yourself feel better. Get all this stuff under control because we got more work to do here.
We have so much. You know, the goal is to live in a body that is ready to do anything you want to do. And if you get out of your own way.
Exactly.
That'll do it. And guess what? The energy balance point right there. When it's in a state of balance and harmony, it won't let you get in your own way.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got choices and options, Brains.
Thank you so much,
Deborah. You're the best.
My pleasure. It's so good to be with all of you. And I thank you for this opportunity. I'm so glad you're here listening.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, April.